Welcome back to Hour 3, this gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning to Rosie on the House. Here in Hour 3, we're going to cover appliances. Appliances. And boy, have things changed the last 50 years.
This is the sign of modern, total electric living. It means many things to many people. And one of the nicest things is an all-electric kitchen.
But what you like best, and Mother too, is the dishwasher and waste disposer in the center of the dining table.
From the flimsiest of fabric
to the grimiest work shirt, easy spiralator, washing action gets out all the dirt.
Anything that you can wash,
easy does it better.
The spiralator, baby.
So what happened to that dishwasher and the table?
The dishwasher and disposer in the center of your dining room table?
Yeah, what happened to that?
I have only heard the commercial. I've never actually seen that product.
Must not have been as good as it sounds. I like that.
Listen, in talking about appliances, we're broadcasting live out here this morning from the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. And today at 1 o'clock, they're going to have the Kitchen Cousins from HGTV doing a demonstration on how to put your design and remodel team together for your dream kitchen. So they'll be doing a demonstration today at 1 as well as a demonstration tomorrow at high noon. So we appreciate the opportunity to be out here, Home and Landscape Show of Maricopa County, and we're going to be talking appliances. But know this, if you've got any question about anything you'd like to tackle around the house, home, castle, or cabin, we are open to take that. It's toll-free number at 1-888-767-4348. Let's hear what project you're trying to get done today. If you're looking for some do-it-yourself help, or maybe you're looking for help your spouse information. Maybe there's a project that's been started that just can't ever seem to get finished. Well, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can't talk you through the completion steps or whatever it is that may be half done around your house.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up, and
yes,
Amanda's
is.
Got her rocking chair that all the babies have been rocked in. This thing is torn, weathered, tethered. I mean, it's rough. So her Mother's Day gifts, we're having Irwin's refurbish the rocking chair. And I was going to surprise her. But I learned from you. I didn't want, you know, this is going to last another 20 years like this, at least, hopefully. So I didn't want to, it wasn't like your paint job where you surprise mom.
Yeah,
and it
baby.
Was like this gold
oh,
paint.
Oh, yeah, baby. Surprise so is one word for it.
You can paint over that. I can't just go pick up another fabric and fabric over it. So I had to let her in on the secret. But that was our project we're working on this
there
week
you go.
For the
All
house.
Right. Good deal.
Rocking chair. It's not a little quality living on your rocking chair.
You know, there's been quite a bit in the media here the last couple of weeks about minimum wage. Let's talk about how long it took the average factory worker in 1959 to buy a Sears washer and dryer. Can you?
In 1959.
In 1959.
Oh, yeah. Before I was
don't
born.
Know. I don't know that there was a legal mandated minimum wage in 1959, but the average factory worker.
Okay.
What would you anticipate their hourly wage would have been in 1959?
What's minimum wage right now? Like,
I think it's about 7. They want to bump it to 10. I think California's taking it to 15.
Woo.
A lot of conversation right now what it should be.
So we're going back 65 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Three, two,
yeah, it was $2.09 an hour.
$2.09 for minimum wage.
And you could
not minimum wage. That's your average factory.
That's right. And
so what did a dishwasher cost?
Well, back then they were about the same price as they are now.
Wow. Oh man.
So for a factory worker making $2.09, the washer it was a 2-speed washer that could handle 10 pounds of laundry. At Sears for $210, okay? So you had to work 100 and a half hours. And that doesn't count income tax. That's just gross, okay? The dryer was also $170 at $2 an hour. That's 81 hours. So in 1959, the average factory worker had to pile up 182 hours to be able to afford a washer and a dryer. That's why there were a lot of galvanized tubs and washboards.
and the clothesline.
And the clothesline. That's
drying.
Exactly right. Now, you fast forward that to 2012. The washing machine, that you can get a washing machine on Sears website today for $296. Okay. The average factory worker today, and this all comes from the American Enterprise Institute is where I found it. The average factory worker wage today is $19.20. So you can buy a washer in just under 2 days of work, 15 and a half hours.
Wow.
As opposed to 100 hours. Okay? So you can get the washer and the dryer in a total of 31 hours, less than 1 week's work. And in 1959, you were getting that same washer and dryer after over a month's worth of work.
How have they kept a washing machine from 211 to 296? That's less than $100 over that 55-year span. How come houses aren't that same?
Well,
how come cars?
That's a good question. Well, I'll tell you.
How have they been able to keep washing machines at such a consistent price for 55 years?
I'll tell you how. It's they've taken all the labor out of putting these together.
Oh, machines.
They have completely robot manufacturing.
Oh.
So that's a big way. So I think that's a big part of the conversation that's missing when we're talking about what minimum wage should be. But that's for a different day. That's for a different story. So that's just a clue. I think if you haven't been, and this is one appliance. This is a washer and dryer. Basically, they've stayed about the same. If you haven't shopped appliances recently and you want to upgrade to some of the appliances that have all the bells and whistles, I think you could be in for a little sticker shock. I mean, it's nothing to spend thousands of dollars for an oven and much more for a double oven, much less one of the professional grade gas ranges, cooktops, and oven combo units that you see. So we want to talk a little bit, if you're in the mode of shopping appliances, one of the things that I always do when I'm shopping for something like that, like when I'm shopping electronics, you know, I call Don Stabley and I say, Don, what are you seeing that's lasting the longest and needing the least amount of service and repair? And he'll kind of give me the brand name. Well, if you were shopping appliances and you were preparing to put a budget together to go out and replace the appliances at your house, I think it would kind of be nice if you could talk to an appliance repair technician. So this week, I reached out to our Rosie certified appliance repairman in Phoenix, Frost Appliance, and I got a hold of Chad, and I said, Chad, I want to know, I'm curious, what brand name do you receive the least number of repair orders on? Now, they've been in business a long, long, long time. So I called Chad with Frost Appliance in Phoenix. I asked him this question, and here's what he had to say.
The one that we had the least amount of repairs on, probably the most efficient, less trouble, the Whirlpool brand. The biggest problems that we have are usually with some of the higher-end products, mostly just because of trying to get parts for them.
Interesting.
Huh? So there you go. I didn't want to badmouth a particular brand.
Sure.
About which one they received the most calls on.
And that Whirlpool, is that
just
across the board?
Yeah, just in
that's
general.
Not the dishwasher.
Right.
That's not a
right.
washing machine. That's their brand.
That's just in general.
Interesting.
Absolutely. So there is a plug there. We talked to Consumer Reports editor on the appliance specialty item. And she pretty much had the same thing to say, that they've gotten very complicated. There's lots of bells and whistles. The appliances do a lot of things that they didn't used to do. And the more complicated you get them, the more expensive they become. And ironically, generally, the shorter life that they have. So in shopping appliances, I think it's important not to be swooned by a bunch of bells and whistles that may or may not be critical in the kitchen to turning out the I mean, my grandmother turned out the best food in the world. Just, you know, on one step up from a wood burning stove, you know. So didn't have a lot of settings, didn't have a lot of anything. And she just mastered where the hot and the cold spots were inside the oven. So she knew when to turn the plate and get the golden crust just absolutely perfect. A lot of changes in appliances. We're going to be talking about appliances today. We're also going to be talking about anything you'd like to talk about. Give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. There are open lines now with operators standing by. We'll get your name, where you're calling from, what your question is, and get you online here to visit with us and help you through whatever project it is as quick as we can.
If you're walking down to the gate, we're on the south side. We're sitting in the parking lot, big KTAR RV van. Can't miss it. If you've got a question, come on up. We've got a couple guys here that can get your information. And we'll give you a headset. We can ask it right live on air if you're coming down. It's open. It is open now. It opened
at
10.
At 10 o'clock.
The gates are open for not vendors, attendees.
That's right.
It's open for attendees now. Open tonight till 6. Tomorrow until 5.
That's right.
Till 5. So if you've got something on your list, there's usually a good display here of landscapers in the outside in the open, and then you've got the two. I used to call them, the stock houses, but that's really not what they are. They're the exhibit rooms at the fairgrounds.
When you're at the fair, that's right.
Yeah.
So come down and meet the Kitchen Cousins. They'll be here at 1 o'clock today, noon tomorrow, talking about how to put together your team. I don't know that they do or don't know about the Roseanne House Certified Partners, but it probably would.
They'll get an education.
They'll get an education. Down at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show today and tomorrow, Arizona State Fairgrounds. Y'all will be right back. Hang on.